Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
How Billy Graham Helped Chip and Joanna Gaines Find the Secret to Success. Written and read by Mel Johnson. On February 21st, 2018, the world lost a great man. Reverend Billy Graham died at age 99. After serving our Lord so well and for so long here on earth, Billy finally headed to his eternal home with Jesus. Billy touched so many lives with the gospel. In fact, Billy Graham inspired Chip and Joanna Gaines so greatly in their faith, you could say it helped make them who they are today. If you've ever watched the incredibly popular HGTV show Fixer Upper, you know there's something quite different about the husband and wife duo, Chip and Joanna Gaines. That something special caused millions of viewers to fall in love with this down-to-earth couple who seem to succeed in just about anything and everything they do. Now, clearly, these are two very talented people, but there's way more than talent behind their prosperity. The secret to Chip and Joanna Gaines' success boils down to one thing: their faith. Spirit-driven teachers have fueled and fanned the flames of Chip and Joanna Gaines' faith over the years. Great teachers like the Reverend Billy Graham. The impact that man has had on my life is immeasurable, Chip Gaines said. Chip's journey with Jesus started in 1975 at a Billy Graham crusade building where he was just a one-year-old ginger baby. That night, Chip's mother, Gail, rededicated her life to Christ and became serious about her faith. Even though my mom had been baptized at the age of 8, she decided to go forward to answer the invitation to believe, Chip recalled. My parents made attending church a priority, which strengthened their marriage, and they involved themselves in a young couple's Sunday school class. In the 1990s, my mom worked at Word Publishing, which published books for Billy Graham. She found continued encouragement in his writing. And as Chip grew older, God continued to use the work of Billy Graham to pour into his life. Chip attended college with Billy Graham's grandchildren. And when he spent a week at their home, it was their father, Danny Lotz, who began taking Chip under his wing. He wasn't a pastor, but he was influential in showing me how to live out my faith, even in a secular environment, Chip said. He impacted my life by spurring me to shape my choices with my faith and to walk in my faith regardless of my calling. Danny discipled and mentored Chip, teaching him how to live more like Christ. He challenged me to process what God was doing in my life and trained my mind with God's truth.
Hey, listeners, I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
I learned so much from him, and he always spoke so highly of Billy Graham, who he said talked the talk and walked the walk. So to this day, I think about talking the talk and walking the walk because of Billy Graham and Danny Lotz. If it weren't for this strong foundation of faith, the Gaines' story may have gone very differently. But because Billy Graham inspired Chip and Joanna Gaines so deeply, They were ready when it came time to follow God's call for their lives. Years after Chip's discipleship with Billy Graham's family, Chip and Joanna were married and pregnant with their second baby. They owned a furnishing store called Magnolia Market, but they were sensing God telling them to trust Him and close the store to focus on raising their family. Joanna wasn't sure about the future, but she was obedient. And as she closed the doors to their store, she felt like her dreams were closing with it. Ironically, that's when the peace of God overwhelmed her, and He reminded her to trust Him with her dreams. God made the plans for her life, and His plans were better than what she could ever imagine. God taught me to study the Word and believe it, even when it hadn't been fulfilled yet. I really had to cultivate a place of faith that I never had before. I had to trust Him as He would speak His promises to me, Joanna explained. This trust brought peace, although my circumstances hadn't yet reflected His promise. His Word doesn't return void, and God was working in my heart to establish deeper levels of trust that I now look back on and am thankful for. At just the right time, a production company heard about Chip and Joanna's home renovation business, paving the way for their hit show, Fixer Upper. And the rest, as they say, is history. When their fifth child was on the way, Chip and Joanna again felt the call to focus on their family. And the announcement that Fixer Upper would end after its fifth season left many fans brokenhearted. But since Billy Graham inspired Chip and Joanna Gaines in remaining faithful, they knew this next step was all a part of the Almighty's bigger plan. So they trusted Him to lead. Our family has made a commitment to put Christ first, a lifestyle our parents modeled for us very well. They showed us how to keep our marriage and family centered around God, Chip said. For many, the fame and success bestowed upon Chip and Joanna Gaines could have easily turned into a pitfall, turning the focus to worldly possessions and accomplishments. But Billy Graham inspired Chip and Joanna Gaines to build their foundation on Jesus. It's a foundation available to all of us. Billy Graham's words have inspired thousands of other believers, leading them to accept Jesus into their hearts and lives. And while we said goodbye to this great man here on earth in 2018, we know he is now enjoying the eternal rewards of a life well lived. As Billy once said when his son asked where heaven was, "Heaven is where Jesus is, and I am going to Him soon."
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. This episode was produced and edited by Stacy Marshall. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Dedicating time each day to spend feeding our minds and our hearts the truth of God's Word is immensely helpful in our growth as followers of Christ. I'm John Stonge, and each day I host a show called Daily Devotions with Pastor John. On the show, I spend just a few minutes taking an applicational look at one or two verses of Scripture before coming to the Lord in prayer. If you'd like to make a habit of spending more time meditating on the truth of God's Word, you can listen to Daily Devotions with Pastor John at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.